The direction that a life leads is often full of surprises. And for Pat Hazel, producer of Carson Tonight, one legendary late-night host inspired a career in entertainment and comedy. Johnny Carson, former host of The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson, that aired for 30 years, was a trailblazer known for his successful television and comedy career. In honor of Carson's legacy, the Lead Center will be hosting Carson Tonight, Johnny's 100th birthday event, October 23rd.
I learned from Johnny, you know, how to be a universal comedian, you know, to use specific stories from my life to reach a broader audience.
Carson, often referred to as the king of late night television, may have been born in Iowa, but at age 8, he moved to the small town of Norfolk. He moved on to graduate from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln with a Bachelor of Arts degree in radio and speech in 1949. In 1950, Carson began his career hosting a morning television program, The Squirrel's Nest, at WOW-TV, now WOWT. He participated in several other shows before signing on NBC's Tonight Show following the departure of Jack Parr. Carson debuted his first episode as the show's host on October 1, 1962.
I watched a lot of Carson growing up, and it was my goal to get on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, which I had the pleasure of doing in his final year.
After years of watching Carson on television, Hazel's career in comedy eventually led him to joining Carson on The Tonight Show as a guest in 1989.
And so I got called into his office to do tricks, and it was really, you know, kind of like being kids in an attic, just playing cards. And then his producer banging on the door, "John, you got a show to do, you got to get out there." And I just thought that was his way of making me comfortable before I went on. But it turned out, when I told my comedy friends, "Hey, that was fun going in his office," they go, I never met the guy. Like, I went out through the curtain and back through the curtain, and that was that.
In 2022, Hazel hosted the Carson Tonight Johnny's Comedy and Variety Acts Live event in New York. In celebration for the debut of the National Comedy Center's Johnny Carson, the Immersive Experience exhibit.
So I put on the live show and started inviting Johnny's favorite guests to be on this live production. And we had comedians and jugglers and magicians. And I think Johnny's 100th was what we were building up to.
Carson Tonight, Johnny's 100th birthday, will feature live performances from several guests that joined Carson throughout his show's 30-year run. Featured guests include master magician Lance Burton, singer Marilyn May, variety acts Mike Caveney and Lena Leonard, and comedians Will Schreiner and Carol Leifer. Although Hazel is both producing and hosting the event, prior guests from Carson's show will be introduced by Carson one last time.
I throw to clips of Johnny, and Johnny introduces the act because I'm able to go in and take an appearance of theirs and maybe take out where they're going to be on the weekend and just say, "Hey, this is the magician I've discovered." And when they hear Johnny's voice bring them out, and then the orchestra kicks up to music, they come out, as, you know, and they remember 40 years ago when they, you know, first got tapped. And every one of them so grateful for that. They launched careers from that. Comedians, magicians, actors, singers, all of them, it made a difference to have his testimonial or endorsement behind them.
The event will feature the full University of Nebraska-Lincoln's Jazz Orchestra, playing original compositions from Carson's show throughout the night. To complement the live performances, the event will showcase several clips from The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson.
And it feels like you're at a taping of the original Tonight Show because the energy and the music and all the highlight clips I've put together of Johnny, his funny monologue pieces, his funny stuff with animals, you know, just crazy mishaps.
Carson Tonight, Johnny's 100th birthday, will begin at 7:30 p.m. For more information about the event, you can visit leadcenter.org. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Abigail Gosek.